I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's government stepped down on Monday night following the Beirut explosion and angry protests over the weekend. But Nuna from Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says this decision's doing nothing to quench the anger felt in Lebanon over government corruption. Many people just want the political elite to go away so they can rebuild the country themselves.
And it's true. The government is not doing anything. Municipalities are not doing anything. All offices, like public offices, are not doing anything. Even the big Beirut municipality is not on the streets to clean the streets. People are.
Young people angry at the plight of the country have come from all over Lebanon to help rebuild Beirut. Lebanon's people have completely lost faith in their government. Pray that many of them will come to find their hope in Christ. And yesterday, we caught you up with South Korean investigations into balloon launches by Voice of the Martyrs Korea. But Eric Foley, currently under investigation for his involvement in the balloon launches, says his concern is not only about the present. North and South Korea are moving toward political peace, but that peace may not mean real freedom for North Koreans.
Does peace mean that all interactions between North and South Korean people must happen through the government? If so, then it really calls into question all of the work that Voice of the Martyrs Korea does, since our work is in support of people who are considered enemies of the North Korean state.
In other words, this is bigger than balloon launches. The church's interaction with North Korean believers is at stake. So pray for North Koreans seeking God and seeking freedom amidst intense persecution. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.